Julie, how about starting us off with your opening thoughts about the championship, and then we'll open it up for questions after that.
Just extremely, extremely proud of this group of girls. A lot of adversity all throughout the year, and I think in the tournament they have fought and fought and fought, and our last two games, to me, just tremendous defensive efforts, and bought into what we needed to get done, and extremely proud of them. They deserve it.
Coach, talk about Sydney, 29 points tonight. You ever surprised by her anymore?
No. She's a gamer, great player, likes the pressure. The bigger the stage, the better she does, and again, did a great job of handling the basketball and hitting her open shots. Occasionally at the end of the game, she makes me nervous because she plays just like it's still the first quarter instead of slowing it down. But everything else is perfect. Couldn't ask for a better guard.
Jumped out to a big lead. What do you attribute that to?
Again, I think defense. We weren't giving them anything easy, and then we were attacking the basket. And got a couple of them in foul trouble, attacked the basket, moved the ball pretty well, hit some big threes. Especially with this background, I think we shot really, really well from the three-point line. And I think just confidence. They came out and had confidence that they wanted to win it.
So in the first meeting, he said they shot 75% in the first quarter or something like that. Tonight you owed them to 34% shooting.
Yeah, we watched game film in our first game against them. We gave them about 25 seconds to shoot any three they wanted to shoot. And when they've got five shooters like that, it's hard to talk and find them all. And we worked all week in practice on that, and I thought we did an excellent job of getting to the next shooter. Late, they hit several threes, but early, I thought we did a super job finding shooters.
Coach, can you talk about your team's depth inside? You out-rebound them fairly good. Can you talk about Moore's effort inside?
Yeah. Erica did a super job rebounding. I know she had 9 at half and I think 15 for the game, and was battling the whole day on the boards. And her getting double and triple teamed under there maybe affected her offense a little bit, but it really opened up our outside shooting and opened up some drives for Sydney. So her to continue to battle was huge. I mean, she fought till the very end when she busted her chin, and just thought she played as hard as she could. And Ellie had an unbelievable game. Some big buckets and 9 rebounds is one of her best efforts, and it's a great place to have it.
Sydney in the first half, and then Erica kind of in the third quarter there. Was that by design on your part at all, or did that just kind of
It's just our offense, whatever's there. If the outside shooting's there and they've triple-teaming Erica, you go for that. If they have to come out and are just playing us straight up, then we need to get the ball into Erica, and nobody's going to be able to stop her straight up.
Sydney, is that a season high for you? And can you talk about just what you were feeling in that first half when everything seemed to be going down for you?
I just was so excited because we all were doing really good, and I thought we had a great chance because we have good coaches and good teammates, and I was proud of all of us.
Was that a season high for?
I believe so.
Eric, how much is your knee bothering you? What percentage healthy would you say you are right now?
I mean, probably 70.
Not bothering her as bad as her chin, right?
Yeah. You were state running around last year, and state champion. What does this mean for you seniors?
Oh my gosh. I'm speechless, to be honest, because like I think us being here last year helped a lot, because we came in here this year knowing what to expect, and we were calm. Like, we were excited, but we were calm, and we knew, like, what needed to be done. Like, last year we came, and I think we were just, like, starstruck because it was a huge gym and everything. So I'm just proud of my team.
Rachel, I know you like interviews. What do you think of that post-game interview?
I was really nervous, but, I mean, we just won, so I did it.
Coach, talk about Rachel Milan, the award winner. What she meant to you these last 4 years?
Unbelievable player. She scored over 900 points. One of our top steals, probably in our top 5 steals ever career at Mount Vernon. Great defensive player, the heart and soul of our team. Had a great year last year, great year this year. It's been a starter for 3 years. Can't say enough about her. Very, very deserving of mental attitude. Very deserving of winning a state championship.
Can you guys compete for 4A next year?
Of course we can.
State champion, how's that sound, and how does this validate your program?
Sounds wonderful, and they're very deserving, and I hope this is a taste for exactly what he's talking about, that they know that we've got to up the game this summer and be ready to play in 4A and do just as well.
Coach, you've had a lot of great teams over the years that have always come short. Just describe the path that this team has taken, playing through so much adversity to get to this spot.
Well, to be honest with you, I think that's the reason we didn't come up short. We have had everyone on this team has had to play so many different roles this year because we've had four starters miss at least six or seven games. We've had kids that have been starters and then played 2 minutes for a while and then back to playing 20 minutes. We had a survive without Erica 7 games, Ellie for 7 games. Shockley sat some, Maddie sat and got hurt at Rushville, Olivia. Coleman was our starter and leading rebounder and scorer in our first 2 games and then has an ACL tear and hadn't been able to play since. Our coach went down Thursday. I mean, we've pretty much been through everything, and I think that is why we were good at the end, because we were fighters. We're fighters, this group.
Any other questions?
I fell from him.
Shelton, is there a relation?
She's my niece.
Your niece?
Yes. If you want, I'll claim her as my daughter.
Any other questions? Okay. Coach, ladies, thank you for
your
time.
Thank you. Congratulations.